The very people who brought about abortion are now getting older, and they have decimated the population. Those that they aborted and contracepted away are no longer, they're not in the working force. And as the baby boomers who brought in this whole immoral culture of death get older, the very ones that they aborted and contracepted are not going to be there to pay their bill at that end of life. And the irony of it all is that those that they taught to be selfish, those that they taught to think about themselves, are going to be looking at their older people when they're older, and they're not going to want to pay for them. And they're going to say, just like you said that we were not viable in the womb, you are not viable. You are just sitting in an old folks' home doing nothing but taking our money. And so there's going to come a time under Obama's health care plan, or when it develops further and further, where you start eliminating people as they get older because they're costing us too much. The irony of the fact that the older people are going to lose their life because at this end of the spectrum, and they degraded the human being in what life is, and now at the other end, they're going to pay their own price for it. This is the justice of God. This is how irony works. This is how sin works. So they were living in a pagan culture, the Christians, and they bucked the system. They weren't going to live that way. They were going to fight against it. They were going to become Christians and be against that kind of a view of life. And now we're facing the same thing. We're no longer in a Christian culture. We are now in a culture very much like the first Christians. We have to start thinking of it that way because we can't think of it as being a Christian world anymore, something that we can just participate in and we can be part of. We have to resist this world just like the Christians did. And in order to know how to do this,